welcome to number 12 in this series of occasional podcasts from Grunty Fennery, the home of all things Grunty Fenn. Our website is dennisofgruntyfenn.co.uk. I'm Carol Carman, and I'd just like to say, hooray! We made it to the round dozen. We've now made 12 podcasts, which is 11 more than we thought we would. Still, it just shows that if you grit your teeth and hang on, it's amazing what can happen. This podcast is serving three purposes. One, it's reminding you that Easter is coming up, so you'd better make sure you have your Easter bath. Two, it's a free treat for you as a thank you for being loyal friends of the Fen. And three, it gives us a chance to tell you about our new release. Yes, Archive Edition 17 is now available as a CD or a download, with five new old tracks for you to enjoy. Dennis decides on a change of career. Someone's getting very, very anxious about an upcoming visitor. And Mr. South finds out many things about Grunty Fenn, including flooded brothels, the apparently low crime rate, and one way to treat carrot fly, which we cannot endorse, so please do not try this at home. To get your hands on Archive Edition 17, which is another 60-odd minutes of Grunty Fenn life, and we do mean odd, please visit our shop at www.dennisofgruntyfenn.co.uk/shop and have a browse around. You'll soon find it. And now, on to your free episode. This comes from Easter 1995, and Mr. South finds Dennis not in the hen coop car, but beside it, grunting and groaning. What on earth is he doing?
Dennis, can you just stop it? Dennis, stop it for a moment, will you? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis, please. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Easter edition. For reasons which may become apparent in a moment or two, we are not broadcasting from inside the hencoop car as usual. Dennis, please, give us a moment. But we're broadcasting from just outside the car and beside the great puddle. Dennis, please, do please stop it. Just leave the old bath alone. Dennis, for a moment. Will you just leave that old bath alone for a moment? Dennis, by now you've had your Easter bath. You don't need to clean it out immediately, do you? You won't need it for ages yet. When do you take your next bath? Dennis, stop, please. But you won't need it until August or September when you go for the day trip to Scrappy, will you? Dennis, please. Well, we really must start the programme right away. Right. Dennis, please. Well, now, Dennis, how do you feel after taking your Easter bath, eh? Ready to sing your Hello song?
Well, that's just it, isn't it?
Well, Dennis, aren't you ready? Oh, come on, please sing your song.
Well, it's Easter. I had it.
You haven't had your Easter bath? Why ever not?
Well, that weren't easy. See, the Nubians and...
The Nubians?
And the swine fever and the cinemascope crib and the newts and the...
Newts? Crib? Dennis, what
I mean, I was happy that were used for educational purposes,
Dennis,
just so long as I knew where that were, see?
Dennis, please, stop that terrible noise. Stop scrubbing the bath for a minute. This is the first time I've visited you on an Easter Sunday and you've failed.
The blood's not easy and the Viking didn't do no harm.
Vikings? Blood?
No objection to helping the water lily fairies and that.
Did you say blood?
That's amazing what you can do with an Army Air Corps flak jacket in there.
Dennis, look, what did you mean just now when you mentioned
and then
blood?
There's the rhubarb. You can force a whole row. That's no wonder that's so popular, you know.
Dennis, for pity's sake, will you please stop scrubbing that tin bath just for long enough to at least sing your song?
Well, that's the trouble with people what's plumbed in, isn't it?
Well, Dennis, stop scrubbing. Sing the song. Be
well,
a good chap.
Loses this versatility.
Dennis, please sing the song.
Oh, all right. Hen tigers got eardrums up on their nose.
No, not with the
bar.
Hen
tigers got wings between their nose.
Dennis.
Peeling got old pipe, but blast that wind come off the fin that'll blow you.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Blast that wind come off the fin that'll blow you off your bar.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much indeed. I suppose it's a bit. Oh, thank you very much indeed, Dennis. Yeah. Yes, I can't see why you didn't pick up your banjo. You could have stopped cleaning just for a moment and played your banjo. And people expect the banjo, Dennis. Anyway, look, why is it that you haven't had your Easter bath yet? I mean, in the past, whenever
I've
come
know,
here...
You must know, I couldn't find it.
You
see, that's
find
a very popular bath, isn't it?
Really? Your bath is popular?
That's always in demand. Like I tell you, people what's hadn't plumbed in, they lose his versatility,
You're telling me your tin bath is popular? Yeah. I must say, I've never formed the impression that bathing was that popular in Grunty Fenn. Anyway, you said a moment ago you couldn't find your bath. Well, where you've got it now. Where was it?
Now you're asking. See, that were a piece of detective work, myself. Oh. That took me best part of 4 days track it down, you
really?
Know.
4 days to find a bath? Well, wasn't it on top of the mangle shed where it usually is? That's where you keep it?
That only ever spend part of the year here, really? Depending on the season, you see.
Really, on the season? What, the bathing season?
Well, that ain't necessarily bathing. Well, not such, you know. Now, you take July.
July?
Well, that could be the Nubians or the Vikings.
The Nubians or the Vikings?
Well, that depend on demand. See, that were the Nubians and the Vikings this past year, see.
Dennis, would you care to elucidate?
Oh, I went just for you, Ken.
Oh, no, Dennis. I mean, please explain these Nubians. I mean, what had North African tribesmen got to do with Danish invaders?
Well, that come in very handy for a longship, see?
What does?
Well, me bath.
Your old tin bath?
Make a realistic longship, that dear, and a historical pageant. Bit of brown and blue crepe paper around the side, you see?
A bath makes a longship,
well, when
Dennis.
The Vikings come up those, they was in this longship, weren't they?
Yes, they were. They weren't
and
in
they
baths.
Reckon they tethered up where the Esso garage
really,
is now, you know.
The Esso garage,
well, we don't run to longships in the pageants.
Oh, no, I know.
You ain't got what you call the resources, you see.
No, quite. So you use your tin bath,
well,
do you?
A bit of crepe paper and half a dozen mixed infants, you see.
Mixed infants?
With beards.
Well, bearded mixed infants.
Six of them fit in beautiful. One at the back, slip his paddle through the handle for a rudder, you see.
Really?
Couple of rows of hubcaps down the side. Bob's your uncle.
Only a Viking longship.
Yeah.
Surely you don't launch a bath containing six mixed infants, bearded or otherwise, onto the river, do you?
On the road, Miss South, on the road, down the High Street on a set of pram wheels. Oh, you don't know nothing about pageants.
Oh, clearly not. So that's what your bath is used for in the summer, as
well,
a longship?
Well, unless the Nubians get it fast.
Oh, yes, I forgot about the Nubians, yes.
Yeah, come up lovely, they do.
The Nubians, a North African desert tribe, come up lovely in your bath?
They do tend to dent the bottom of them.
Of the bath?
With those little hooves.
Dennis, Nubians don't have hoofs. They have
you
perfectly...
You can see little dents all over, but that's worth it, you know. Miss Daniels got a highly commended last year, you know.
Well done, Miss Daniels, whoever she
partly
is.
Partly down to me bath. Give her goats a shampoo in me bath, she do every year.
Goats.
Day afore the judging, you
goats.
Know. All come up lovely, they do.
These Nubians are goats.
You've got
I'm
a whole
sorry.
Herd of Nubians she have, you know.
Oh, dear, and you let this miss, whatever her name is...
Daniels.
Yeah, you let her...
Well, she don't bath them all, only the ones what... She's taken to the east of England, you see.
Right.
She used that dandruff shampoo, you
does
know.
Does she on the go? So sort of wash and go.
It'll give you a funny feeling, you know.
What gives you a funny feeling?
Well, sitting in the bath, what's been dented by the Nubians. Hundreds and hundreds of little dents, you know.
Yes,
I'll tell you one thing, that's very handy when you stand up, you know, because you don't slip over, you see, because you can get a nice toehold in the Nubian dent, you see.
Yes, I don't
That'll
think
give
we
you
need
a funny feeling.
I don't think we need to dwell on that,
Dennis. It'll be a bit painful sometimes,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think that's best left to the imagination. Dennis, can we move on?
You have to be careful not to move too far to ease the pain,
Dennis,
you
please,
see.
Can we move on?
As you chafe your loins on the desert, you say. I'm trying to get off now.
What did you say just now?
Yeah.
Did you say you chafe your loins on the desert?
Yeah, I had to get it off,
what
too.
Desert? Well, are we back to Nubia again?
No, Miss South, I do wish you would pay attention. The desert around Bethlehem.
How did we get to Bethlehem? I mean, we are still talking about your tin bath, are we?
Well, a sort of cinemascope crib, isn't it?
What is? I mean, the bath?
That's right.
A cinemascope crib?
Well, come Christmas, down to school.
What, Grunty Fenn School?
Well, Miss Turkentine always have the crib down to school for Christmas, don't she?
Oh, Miss Turkentine, the headmistress of Grunty Fenn Primary School, Miss Eunice Turkentine.
Very modern she is.
Really?
Got very modern methods she have.
Really? Including using your tin bath at Christmas?
Make the crib in it, you see, don't they? Lay it on its side, cross a couple of stalls over by the art cupboard, you see.
That sounds a very odd crib
to me. Ever so realistic, that is. Slap a bit of dark blue paint on one side for the sky, and they do the stars with bits of silver paper of Miss Turkentine's fag packets, don't they?
I see.
And they glue some sand to the other side for the desert, you see.
What, the desert around Bethlehem?
And they put the stable and the Holy Family in the middle, and that's ever so realistic, but it's hard to get the sand
on. I can imagine, it must
be
very
wise men tethers those camels to the handles either end.
Your bath certainly gets used for a variety of purposes during the year.
Yeah, very popular bath, that is, Miss. It's very popular.
It was a small wonder you couldn't find it this Easter. Where did it turn up in the end? end anyway.
Looking all over for it, I were. Racked me brains all down. I thought maybe that were down the allotments, you see.
And the allotments?
Well, see, Barry Ragg, he used it to force his rhubarb.
Dennis, surely
he could do
you
a whole
can't.
Row, you know.
I mean, it's very generous of you to let him use
there.
It.
Then
but...
I remembered, see.
What? Oh, you remembered where your bath had got to?
I remember
good.
George Robinson had outbreak of swine fever, you know.
I thought George Robinson was a shepherd.
Oh, he is. But he got a few pigs back of his Nissen hut, didn't he?
Really? I didn't realise.
Always had
realize.
A few pigs back of his hut.
Yeah,
he hit,
never noticed
know?
Them. Yeah, well, then he could have a herd of elephants in that thicket of elders and brambles and no one would know. But still.
I remember he had me bath for the disinfectant, you see.
What, for the sick pigs?
No, for the visitors to dip their wellies in.
Oh,
stupid.
Gosh. Do you mean he filled your bath with disinfectant as some sort of precaution to prevent the spread of swine fever? Yeah. Oh, Dennis, well... Anyway, was your bath still with George Robinson?
When he said he'd let Honey Bright have it.
But Honey Bright and Inigo Haycock, they don't need a tin bath. They've got a perfectly good proper bathroom at that asbestos bungalow of
theirs.
Well,
that was for the synchronets, weren't it?
The synchronets?
That's right.
And what, pray, are the synchronets when they're at home? I mean, some sort of diseased farm stock? What are the synchronets?
They do the synchronized swimming, don't they? See, Mavis Knockold, what was Brown Owl, you know?
What, with the Grunty Fen Brownies?
Yeah, she got a job driving a van for Click on Tools. Doing ever so well, she is.
Really?
She's in the running for the title this year.
Well, what title?
Well, Miss Click on Tool.
I see. Well, I wish her every good fortune in her career, Dennis. Yes, but what
so.
I don't understand...
So she couldn't be Brown Owl no more, see?
No, that's what I was coming to.
Being
yes.
so busy with her van,
yes,
you know,
yes,
go up
quite.
King's Lynn sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. So what...
So Honey Bright camped the rescue, didn't she?
Honey Bright, the former holiday camp hostess, came to the rescue.
She said she couldn't be a Brown Owl, but she'd take over if they let her turn the brownies into synchronets.
I see. And what do these synchronets actually do, then?
Well, the synchrono is swimming.
Really? Synchronised swimming?
That's right, yeah.
Is it a success?
Marvellous, I am, Seth. Marvellous sight, that is. Watching them go through those routines, you know, 11 little girls moving as one.
Really?
Marvellous, that
really?
Is.
Really? But surely, Dennis...
Only one
not...
snag.
Oh, yeah, but there is a snag, is there?
Yeah, otherwise that's marvellous, you
yes,
know.
But what is the one snag, Dennis?
Well, there's only two of them what can swim, see?
Are you telling me there's a troop of 11 synchronised swimmers of whom 9 are unable to swim?
Well, that's probably all for the best.
Really?
Honey, so that's a bit of luck, really.
Lucky that her swimming team can't swim. I mean, oh, come on, Dennis, how can they possibly be lucky?
Well, they ain't got a pool ever.
No pool. Nowhere to swim, and they can't swim anyway. Look, how do they possibly give demonstrations of synchronised swimming?
Well, they do it in the village hall.
But there is
marvellous
no
marvellous sight, that is. 11 little girls standing on one leg and waving their arms about in unison, you know.
The swimming,
if you sort of half shut your eyes, you can easily imagine that's all underwater. And Honey reckon that give them a lot of confidence for when they do learn to swim,
oh,
you see.
You say so. But why did George Robinson... lend the synchronets your tin bath? I mean, surely no one imagined they could get 11 synchronised swimmers in a tin bath.
No, that were for the water lily costumes, weren't it?
Water lily? Well, they used the bath as a sort of wardrobe, are you telling me? For storing their costumes?
No, Miss Ruth. You can be ever so slow on that tag sometimes.
Sorry, Dennis, I am trying,
to
you know.
To dye them? The costumes, to dye those costumes.
Oh, I see.
Filled the bath with green dye for the lily leaves she done.
Really?
See, they was water lily fairies.
What, this is Honey Bright? Green dye?
Yeah.
Really? She's dyeing the water? What colour were the costumes before then?
Well, camouflage khaki.
These poor little girls had khaki fairy costumes.
Oh, they was flak jackets, weren't they?
What do you mean, flak jackets?
Well, a job lot of Army Air Corps khaki flak jackets. What Slippery Sam let Honey Bright have cheap for the synchronets. See, his little Coily being a synchronet, see?
Well, in that case, did you find the missing bath at the village hall after it had been used for dyeing the flak jackets for the fairies?
Well, she'd give it to the PC Fair, brother, hadn't she?
Honey Bright had?
Yeah.
What? Honey Bright had given the bath that she used for dyeing the fairies' flak jackets to the village policeman.
Well, that's ever so hard to get the blood off. Look here, you know.
What did she
do? Around the river. See that dark
blood.
Line? See, that's the blood.
Your bath became bloodstained while it was being used by Constable Fairbrother.
Oh, it's ever so hard to get that blood out from round the rivets, that is, you know.
I mean... Was he investigating? I can see it, yes. I mean, was he investigating some frightful, violent crime? Oh, Dennis, this is dreadful.
He always do his own slaughtering, he do.
Good gracious.
That way he don't lose the blood, see?
A policeman
see,
doesn't...
See, Mrs. Fairbrother make her own black puddings.
With the blood? Oh, Dennis, I can't believe what
Well, he used the cell as a sort of butchery.
The cell at the police station
for nice and cool, see? Oh, ideal for carving up a pig, that is, you know.
Oh, we're back to pigs again. I see pigs.
Get the swill from the station and canteen up Cambridge, you do. Always keep a pig back at the police station. Never want for a joint to pork the Fairbrothers, don't you know?
And he uses your bath to catch the blood from the pig he slaughters in the cell.
Just to get it off.
Dennis, let's move on. Look, we're running out of time. Where did you find this wretched bath in the end anyway?
Oh, they were up the school all the time, really? Had it ever since the CinemaScope crib Christmas, didn't they?
Oh, really? They had it all along.
Come in handy for Unis's nature project, you see.
Oh, Miss Turkentine, she had a nature product.
Yeah, she called it Fenland Water Life.
Really?
Use me bath, she done, see.
Really? What, for a collection of Fenland Water Life?
Newts, mostly. Really? Full of newts that were when I found it. I said, jump get them.
You say newt. You say newts mostly, Dennis.
Yeah, well, see, the pooper was told they could bring anything live in a jar.
Really? Anything live?
Una said that was her big mistake, really, you know.
Really? Why did she say that?
Well, see, they had to move it out to the lobby. See, that began to stink a bit, see?
Yeah, I see.
It's hard to move a bath full of newts and stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine,
see that
Dennis.
Slop.
Yes, Dennis, I can imagine.
Newts everywhere.
Yes, I say nothing of anything live in a jar.
So by the time I got me bath back, that were empty, except for the Bethlehem Desert up the side.
Yes, and the fairy dye.
The blood.
Yes, and the swine fever dip.
The petrol were only pot soaked his motorbike
petrol.
In.
You never mentioned petrol before.
Petrol's a devil, Miss Seuss. You can never get rid of the last of it, you know. That'll come up a sort of iridescent sheen on the water when I have me bath. Now, I must ask you to be on your way. Gran's got the kettles boiling now, you see.
You're going to have your bath a little later. Well, perhaps you'd be so good as to sing your goodbye song with or without banjo.
All right, just a minute.
Would you just sing your goodbye song? This is most extraordinary.
That's all in your life.
Dennis.
That's all in my life. Long ago, stretching of your poor eye.
Dennis.
Long ago, warriors, go back to bed. That's all in your life when you're alone. Gone. That's all in your life.
Thank you very
God bless.
Much, Dennis. Thank you very much. Yes.
You can have a bath if you want, myself. You could use the water after me if you like.
Oh, no, it's very kind of you, Dennis. No, I think I'd prefer to make my own arrangements.
Well, I can't say I blame Mr. South for declining that offer. Thank you for listening to our podcast, brought to you by Grunty Fennery. There's plenty more information about Dennis, Mr. South, and the wonderfully bleak world of Grunty Fen on the website dennisofgruntyfen.co.uk, where you'll also find previous podcasts and a shop selling books, greetings card, maps and recordings, including our latest release, Archive Edition 17. You can follow Dennis on Facebook, and you won't need your wallet or your wellies to do that. If you'd like to join our mailing list so we can let you know when a new podcast or CD is coming out, please email us on info@dennisofgruntyfen.co.uk. We promise we won't bombard you with stuff, but we may surprise you a couple of times a year with an email or two. From all of us here, we hope you enjoy your Easter baths and anything else that might be happening at this time. Take care, and remember, that's all in your life.